This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's a story about getting what you pay for, or more accurately, getting what you don't pay for. You don't have to spend a lot of time driving around almost anywhere in this country to know that our infrastructure, our roads specifically, are in bad shape. Typically, the money to maintain and sometimes even improve those roads comes from gas taxes. California is one of several states that increased its gas tax not too long ago to get more money to make more repairs. But as often happens with new taxes, not everybody is happy about them, and they have taken to the ballot with the anti-tax Proposition 6 coming to California voters a week from tomorrow. But as Marketplace Jed Kim reports now from the streets of L.A., changes in what kinds of cars are on the road might make the real gas tax difference.
Eli Lippman has brought me to the corner of Venice and Figueroa in downtown L.A. It's next to the convention center.
Staples Center, and I work...
Highway.
Highway, yeah, the 110 freeway right here. You can hear the noises coming through.
Lippman is with the transportation organization called Move LA. He's against Proposition 6 because he says the gas tax is necessary. He points out the mosaics of cracks in the pavement.
We got a couple of big potholes here.
Lippman says the state has a backlog of $130 billion in infrastructure investment in roads and bridges.
And that means we have roads that are less safe, bridges that are less safe, and we aren't investing in the state in the way that we need to.
Last year, California legislators decided to patch that $130 billion hole by raising the state's tax on gasoline from 18 cents a gallon to 30 cents. Almost immediately, a group formed to put forward Proposition 6 to overturn the increase and require all future hikes to be approved by voters rather than legislators. Carl DeMaio is chairman of the Yes on Prop 6 campaign. He blames the poor infrastructure situation on mismanagement.
The politicians have more than enough money to fix the roads. They just keep diverting the money. So we don't need to add the cost of living burdens to working families to fix roads. They should be putting the existing gas tax into roads rather than increasing it.
But even if the gas tax were to stay the same, it wouldn't be able to keep up with the demands. For one thing, these taxes haven't been indexed to inflation. Another reason can be seen directly across that street in downtown L.A. at a Honda dealership. Its windows advertise hybrids and other fuel-efficient cars. Chris Segura is out on the lot, joking with other salesmen. I ask him how many people come in looking for good mileage.
Most of the time, out of 10 customers, 9 customers, they're coming for the gas efficiency, of course. They're looking for the saving gas.
And they're finding it. Some vehicles top out at over 50 miles to the gallon.
Before, people maybe had to buy, 5 gallons of gas to go 100 miles. Now maybe they got by 4 gallons of gas.
Asha Weinstein Agrawal researches transportation finance at San Jose State University.
And as a result, they're paying less in gas taxes than they were previously.
Agrawal's group, which received some funding from the new gas tax, estimates that if voters overturn it by approving Prop 6, the state will have $4 to $5 billion less to spend on road repairs every year. And that gap is likely to grow because of the rise of electric vehicles.
Starting maybe 10 years from now, we will need to seriously think about transferring from gas taxes to something else, perhaps a mileage fee.
Eli Lippman with Move LA says the new gas tax is already on its way to making life better for California drivers.
There are 6,500 projects that are currently underway in the state of California because of the money that's coming in from the gasoline tax. And those are projects that weren't happening a year and a half ago.
But not everyone sees that. A few blocks away, Mario Reyes is gassing up his white SUV.
I don't think so, man. These roads are still tore back. You know what I mean? You look right here. These roads are all bumpy, so...
He says he'd probably be in favor of overturning the gas tax increase. Then again, he's not sure he's going to vote at all. In Los Angeles, I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.